This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
A guy who takes you to the pub on a first date is the type of guy to say, sorry, can you just get up for a second? I can't find my vape.
I was wondering how to get a vape into it.
What you wanna do,
be what you wanna be,
Relatables.
You are listening to
Relatables
Season 3,
Episode 20.
We're back again.
Guys, early on, Patreon
is where it's at.
It's where it's at, guys. So get over there. Patreon episodes are good. You got stuff to catch up on. There's now a whole bunch over there.
Extra episode a week. I'd say there's close to...
It's got
to
be 15, 20.
That's like 15 hours of content.
15 hours, guys. You're going to struggle to catch up.
You can drive like all the way to Queensland and back.
Literally.
Oh.
So, okay. Start today's episode, Oddie. You know who Taylor Swift is.
Who?
We all know who Taylor Swift is.
You're her new biggest fan.
And Travis Kelce,
mm-hmm.
I want you to look at me and tell me, did you know who Travis Kelce was before Taylor Swift?
No.
That's what I'm saying. And there's this whole thing on the internet where it's like girlfriends are going up to their boyfriends and going, oh, what about Taylor Swift putting Travis Kelce on the map? Mm-hmm. And these boyfriends are like, what? What are you talking about? He's just as famous as her. I didn't know his name until Taylor Swift.
Had absolutely no idea.
So what I've put it down to is maybe he was well known in America, okay? I didn't even know who the Kansas City Chiefs were, yeah. All right? But now I'm invested.
You are invested.
And now I'm invested. But so maybe he was on the map in America.
Mm.
But I'm telling you right fucking now, she put him on the map all over the rest of the world, single-handedly.
Probably changed his career.
Literally changed his career, I reckon. I reckon he could go to contract renewals, negotiations, and say, you see that jersey? You see the name on that jersey? You know how many of those you're going to fucking sell?
Mm.
I want a percentage. I want a cut. I want all of it.
Literally.
This man is going to be so much richer because of her. And I'm sure he admits it.
Mm.
Like I've
what
seen
a claim.
I know. And now all I see is his podcast clips. They have a podcast.
Really?
It's called New Heights Podcast. He does it with his brother, who's also in the NFL.
Mm.
Both of them are like these two massive NFL players. Never heard of either of them in my life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor, for bringing that to my ears.
Yeah.
And but basically, I would like to come out here and admit Taylor literally put him on the map globally.
Well, I think so too.
And then all I see is all these arguments about like there's something in men, all right? There's something in them. I mean, you and I don't give a fuck. And I'm sure we know heaps of people that probably don't give a shit. But there's something in men, and I have a feeling it's in America just because like NFL is so big over there.
Hmm.
Where it's like I've seen so many funny videos, so funny arguments where it's like who do you think's more famous? Taylor Swift or like the NFL as an organization?
Oh.
And everyone's like, oh, the NFL.
Like
and
the teams or the...
No, like the literal...
NFL
like
in general.
The name NFL.
Yeah, okay.
Or Taylor Swift. And there is... And I'm sorry to everyone out there, but she's way more famous.
Outside of America, NFL means nothing there.
Literally nothing.
Outside America, Taylor Swift means everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, maybe Taylor Swift against FIFA... FIFA might have her, granted.
Yeah.
But she's close.
Yeah.
Let me tell her that name. Taylor Swift is everywhere.
It is. I couldn't name you three NFL teams.
Neither.
No.
Let me go. Actually, you know what? So before her and Travis Kelce started dating, no.
Mm.
I don't even know if I could. I could have named the 49ers.
Is Green Bay Packers one?
Yeah, that's two. We've got two, and then Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. There you go. Yes. But okay, and this is my next segue. I have two segues. Okay, so girls have Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys obviously have Taylor Swift, but like, who is our Taylor Swift? I got asked this the other day, and
like in Australia?
No, I just mean like, who's our Taylor Swift? Like Joanna's personality
is
Taylor Swift.
Who's our personality?
Like, let's say I end up alone. I end up lonely. Who's my Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
It's a tough question, eh?
No, who's the guy from The Last of Us? That could be your Taylor Swift.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Fucking love Pedro Pascal. Yeah,
that was for a little bit your Taylor Swift.
Daddy Pascal, yeah. See, I go through phases.
That was for a little bit. Other than that, there's no artist that like have any sort of same value.
I couldn't think of any artist that's even on the same level as her right now.
No, not
like,
at all.
Like, really. It's insane. She has this weird, this crazy following.
Mm.
But look.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it? It would be great. We'll get there. We'll get there. Next one is, while I was looking for dilemmas, I found one that's not a dilemma, but it's a very nice message that I think you'll want to hear and everyone else is going
to
want
to
hear.
Did you send this to me and then delete it?
Yeah. And I was like, I sent it to you and delete it. And I was like, oh, instead of putting it in dilemmas, I'll just put it in the intro.
Yeah.
So they said, not a dilemma, but I wanted to let you guys know how much of an impact you've had on my life. Jake, which she wrote Jake and Ollie. I assume she meant Oddie. Jake and Oddie.
That's one of my pet peeves. A lot of brands reach out and spell my name. They call me Oddie, O-double-D-I-E, Ollie, Otty, O-T-I. It's O-double-T-I-E, all right?
Get it fucking right, guys.
Like, do 30 seconds of research.
I know, if you're, literally, go look at his Instagram and just spell that shit right. We're going to start ignoring when ones that they get wrong. Oh. Right, okay. Sorry, Jake and Oddie, I wanted to thank the two of you. At the beginning of June, while I was playing softball, I injured my knee. It was the second time. This injury resulted in surgery at the ripe age of 15. March was the first time I dislocated it, so it was injury after injury. I missed the entire summer that was supposed to be filled with college visits for future potential scholarship offers. I was so depressed and I barely talked to anyone unless they reached out to me. I went inactive on social media and cried every night because I just felt so lost and alone. Softball is all I've ever really known and the only thing I had ever felt that I was good at. Right after surgery, I found you guys on YouTube and it felt like the first time I had really laughed in a while. I have never felt more alive and happy than what I am now. Without you guys, I would never have come to my senses, and what I really needed were people who were relatable and easy to listen to, and you guys were just that. As I listened to you guys, I realized that I didn't have the friendship that you guys had. So I opened back up and slowly let people back into my life. You guys are on the side of the world. Sorry, you guys are on the other side of the world, but you helped me through my recovery. I can only hope for success and prosperity to come to you guys. Thank you for everything.
Oh my God.
So fucked up, eh?
What a sweetie.
I know. I was reading it and I was like,
Sometimes like I forget like the impact that we have. To Jake and I, it's just we're in this tiny room talking to each other.
Yeah, this is nothing. Yeah,
and we love everyone listening, but it's so hard to understand. Like every single person has their own lives outside of listening to us.
Literally, yeah, it's crazy, and it's crazy to think like I've gone through like phases where, like, through a breakup where it's like I delved into like content, like watching like different people, and there's definitely people that I would love to thank to be like, thank you for just like making me forget about things for a while.
100%.
And it's weird to think that we are maybe doing that for some people.
We're the outlet.
And like, yeah, it's so, I hope she recovers. I really hope you recover.
I know it wasn't a dilemma, but that's very relatable for me as well, because her softball was my soccer.
Yeah.
I was a little, soccer was all I ever knew up until I was like 19, 20. Mm. I just grinded that shit. And as soon as I realized that there was more to life than sport, that's when my whole life opened up. So although you got given a bad card and you got injured at 15, which sucks, like that very bad. Sucks. That's so young. That's when you should be unbreakable.
Yeah.
But if you can open your eyes up to the world at an earlier age, you'll see that there's so much more than sport and college and all that. And that's just, you just use that to make your life better.
Mm.
Don't rely on sport or softball, soccer or anything to be your whole life, because eventually your body will break down or something will happen. And it's not down to how good you are
at the end of the day. It's like they don't know you as a person.
No, exactly.
They're just looking at your skill base and
Yeah.
That it's just a bunch of bullshit, but yeah.
What a lovely message.
Yeah, it was great. I was just like, oh, it's very heartwarming.
That was
a good way to start it. Do you want to play that thing you got? We got a nice, well, I wouldn't say, it was a nice voice message, but she was upset with us.
So nice guy or fuck boy, we're going to change things up from now on.
Yeah.
From next episode on, we're going to be, that's a YouTube exclusive. So we're going to do normal intro, but if you want to see nice guy, fuck boy, it's an extra on YouTube.
Yeah, so it'll be two of like same episode on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. But what YouTube's going to have is nice guy fuckboy in that. And then audio Spotify listeners, they won't have it.
Yeah, because it's a visual thing. Yeah. So try and get you to go over to YouTube. And also if you're here, you're not missing out.
Yeah.
So, but Lola kind of inspired this.
I'm upset because I'm trying to listen to the nice guy or fuck guy episode. The recent episode, we do that bit. I'm driving along and I know you say go to YouTube and go to the YouTube, but I can't because I'm driving a car. Or I will. Okay, I'll go on YouTube and I'll crash and I'll say it's Jake and Otty's fault. But like, it means nothing. I'm hearing nice guy. I'm thinking I can't see. I don't know. I'm not in on the conversation, guys. I'm really upset.
So she inspired us.
So yeah, we thought, okay, everyone might be in the same boat. Let's do it in the car. And so we're going to switch it up. That was funny though.
Exactly.
I like the accent. I love a British accent.
Yeah. Otty.
Love. Otty. Jake and Otty. It's Jake and Otty's fault.
Well, without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
All right, dilemmas time. And I'm just going to say one more time. It's on Instagram. Go to our link tree, scroll to the bottom and click weekly dilemmas. Don't DM us these big paragraph. Like, we can't reply anymore. Like, I just see him and I'm like, what, do you not listen to this bit before we do the dilemmas? Mm. Don't DM us your dilemmas because we can't reply anymore. Okay, this is my one. Dear Jake and Oddie, thank you for continuously making content for us. You guys make me feel like I have an Aussie friend. I have a simple question. Do men hate boyish girls? To break it down, I've never been the girl that would receive a lot of attention, and I've thought this could be for a few reasons. One, my preferred style, which is dress pants and blouse, or oversized t-shirt and jeans. Two, my best friend is a man. But before you throw shades at me, he is gay. Three, I'm small in size, but I've gotten compliments that I'm physically strong for my build, so I can get things that are usually done by men myself. I thought this might be another reason why, because you've said men like it when girls make them feel masculine, whereas people told me I'm too independent for my own good. So this has never been an issue for me until I met this guy who I liked hanging out with. The problem is most boys don't see me or treat me as a girl because they see me as one of their bros. I only get attention from strangers when I dress up, from the boys that my best friends are friends with. The latter will start treating me like I'm one of them if we get closer. And I need to know how to prevent this from happening with this guy that I like. Because I do not need attention from men, I just need attention from this man. What do I do? Also, my gay best friend does not look queer at all. There has been instances whereby people just stop talking to me once they find out my gay best friend is a man. And I know I can prevent it by telling them that my best friend is gay, but I just don't think this is my story to tell because he is not openly gay. Perhaps you can share your thoughts on this too.
Okay, last question we've done.
Was that Patreon?
That was last week. Or was it Patreon?
I think it was Patreon.
Was it? Should we be jerks?
I'm 80% sure that it's... We'll tackle the first bit.
Yeah, should we be jerks and be like, that bit's on Patreon?
That exact dilemma.
Like the last bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Do men hate boyish girls?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's just your type. It's a tomboy.
Yeah.
I look for some aspects in girls when they have, I don't know, you like to call them boyish-like characteristics are sometimes hot.
Mm.
But let's break down her three reasons why she thinks she's a boyish girl and that she might not get attention. Let's debunk them.
Okay, number one, my preferred style, which is dress pants and blouse or oversized t-shirt and jeans. The second one, sexy.
Hot.
Sexy.
Yeah.
That ain't it, girl. That ain't it.
Oversized t-shirt and jeans.
Dress pants and blouse, love a corporate girl. Yeah. We love a corporate girl.
So number one,
yeah,
you're sexy.
Don't worry about number one. Stop making excuses.
Sexy already.
Stop making excuses.
Exactly. Right. Okay, the next thing, best friend is a man and he's gay but probably doesn't look gay. That is a little bit of a problem.
That is, yeah. Look, Again, look, what did we, okay, maybe we should, what did we say our answer was? We may as well answer it.
Or we came to the very end that you should say he's been a family friend for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah, we said there's a time and a place for a white lie.
Yeah.
And I firstly, I think we were like, okay, go to your friend, go to your gay best friend.
Yep.
And say to him, look, I really like this guy. And you got to admit, it's understandable that some guys find it weird for a girl to have a guy best friend.
Yeah.
Now, say to him, is it okay if I tell him you are gay? Because you are. And I can, I really like this guy and I trust him and I really want to be with him.
Mm.
And if your best friend, if your best friend's not comfortable with it, then be like, okay, all good. You got to respect that. And that's when you say the little white lie.
Yeah. But if your best friend's your best friend, he should understand that you deserve love too. And just telling this guy that you really, really like.
Mm.
That you're gay, so he has a chance, could make a lot of sense, and yeah. He should just be like, "Yeah, sweet, tell him." Just
yeah,
if you think he's the one. So number two, there's ways around it: over a white lie, or talk to your gay best friend and get permission to tell his story.
Yep.
And number three, you're small but look muscly.
Oh, so you're like you're small in size, but you're quite strong. I assume you go to the gym, and some people are telling you you're too independent for your own good. Fuck those people.
Yeah.
I say fuck them.
What do you mean? Only person you should have to rely on is yourself.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Don't listen to them. So you're not too...
I tell you, those people who are saying that to you, they're insecure.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes, literally. So, and then when you do find a man, say it's this one that you like, you're allowed to like obviously be independent. But it's like you are... And if he wants to do stuff for you, it's still like he knows you're independent.
Yeah. You know? Maybe you should... consciously practice letting him in and help in certain situations. You don't have to be as independent as you think you should. Maybe if you think you're too independent, but that's not a problem at all in itself.
You know, like he knows you can do all these things, but he just wants to help because he likes you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now.
So now.
Those are debunked.
How do we get in this guy's pants?
Damn, boy. Okay. I'm going to say, I just want to live and die by continue being yourself.
It's very good advice.
I don't want to see you change just because you want a guy to like you because you think he's not going to like who you really are.
Mm.
Like that's just shitty.
I think she gets categorized before people can see who she really is.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're judging a book by its cover rather than seeing all the beautiful things that are inside this lady.
Yeah.
So how can they?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with going on a date and dressing up girly. If you enjoy doing that and you're like, I do want to feel a bit girly. I want him to, you know.
Yeah,
and
then maybe at the start, get his attention by, like you said, dressing up a little bit.
Mm.
And then once he sees who you are as a person, you can start being yourself way more.
At the same time, though, like I would, like if I rocked up to a date and she was wearing oversized t-shirt and jeans, I'm attracted to that.
So am I.
So like I wouldn't shy away.
Not at all.
Like as long as her and I say before the date, say it's a first date before the date, like I always like to I like to tell them where you're going, like where I'm taking them. So it's like, because girls like to know what to wear.
Mm.
So if she goes, oh, look, I'm an oversized t-shirt and jeans type of girl, I'd be like, oh, sweet. So then I'd match the vibe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what you maybe let him know. Like, look, I'm into dressing like this.
I rate the, if you're comfortable on a date wearing those type of clothes and you're confident enough to wear something that's like that, that doesn't emphasize your body and that's who you are and you still look fucking hot.
Yeah.
I reckon that's like a hot in itself.
Like I bet you wear baggy jeans, but you still fill out that bum area.
Exactly. So it's simple. Just you might have to get his attention at the start. It's like a David Attenborough thing. How birds flutter their feathers at the very start to get attention.
True. We're all animals.
Yeah, we're all animals.
We're all animals at heart.
It all comes back down to primitive state. So at the very start, you're going to have to get his attention with a nice dress, maybe a bit of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you do, bang.
I hear you.
You put that oversized tee back on.
Love it.
And you've got him hooked.
Perfect.
Yeah, you go to the gym together. You're in love.
This sounds like the start of a love story.
I know.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Hi, guys. Love the potty. I'm a 22-year-old female from Australia, and I have been seeing a gentleman, also 22, for the last 3 months. Originally, I started out just a one-time hookup. Sorry, originally it started out as just a one-time hookup situation, but immediately afterwards, we both knew there could be something more and have been seeing each other 2 to 4 times a week since then. He treats me great and is very gentle. Sorry, and is very much a gentleman. He takes me out regularly, has met my family, and I have met his friends. The other day we discussed where we see this going, and he said that he is falling for me, but doesn't want to be tied up in a relationship at the moment as he has some stuff he wants to work on personally that doesn't that he doesn't feel he can do whilst also focusing on a relationship. However, the next day, he said he would like to introduce me to his family this week. My question is, do you guys think he's stringing me along, or should I give him the time he needs and keep seeing him?
He's stringing you. Oh, the fact that he introduced you to his family.
Here's where I'm going with it.
Does he live with his family? I needed to know that.
So I don't even think that matters.
Really?
Because I think who's like, if I was seeing a girl, after the first, let's just say we.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. We hooked up. And then right from there, we knew we really liked it. It was supposed to just be a one-night thing. And then it was really good. And we're seeing each other for 2 to 4 times a week for 3 months. And then finally, we have this conversation. Like they've met the girl. This girl's met my family, met my friends. I've met her friends. I haven't met her family yet. And then I have this thing where it's like, oh, look, like, where do you see this going? Like, we obviously have feelings for each other.
Mm.
And he's like, admittedly, I do. Sorry. And she's like, admittedly, I do. But I have some stuff that I want to work on personally that I just don't think I can do while I'm in a relationship. I'd be like, why the fuck did you waste 3 months of my life?
What if he's got some demons and he's trying to fight them but also likes you?
Well, that's ridiculous. It's super immature to play with someone's feelings knowing that you have demons to fight. Fight said demons, work that shit out before you go looking for a relationship.
But it started with a one-night stand. He obviously just wanted to get his dick wet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who cares? It's still very selfish.
The sex was really good and he just kept on going and then feelings were there whilst he still had his demons.
Man, selfish.
Yeah, he is selfish, but this is what happens.
Man, selfish. This is what happens and you fell into the trap.
Yeah.
So you have to, I reckon, call him out on his bullshit.
I agree.
I say call him out on his bullshit. Be like, okay, why? What was the last 3 months then? How come you want to say you really like me, introduce me to your family, and then be like, oh, but I have these things I need to get done personally. It's like, what do you expect me to wait around? Like, be honest with him. Be like, look, I really like you. I'd like to see it go further, but you can't just say that and expect me to stay. I'd say call him out on his bullshit.
I think he's scared of commitment. What you should say is, what are these things you need to work on? If this is going any further, I have to know if we can work on these things together.
Yeah.
Or if they are an individual problem or you're just using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
So what are these things? Can you open up to me? If he says no, then move on.
Fuck yeah.
That's simple. Maturity. Communication comes down to it.
Communication.
That's it.
Fucking
we need to come up with a slogan for communication.
Well, so transparency is hot.
Yeah.
Communication. It's a big word.
Yeah. Communication. Asian.
Communication is...
Communication is it.
Communication is key. I don't know.
Communication is key. That's it, eh?
Communication is literally key.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Hey, guys, I have a dilemma. In 1 month, I will have been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We're both 20. Whew. Quick math, since they were
16.
Fuck, you're good, eh? We are yin and yang vibes in a good way. We've talked about our futures many times before and know that we both want to have a family one day. As in like 6 years time. My dilemma is that would have meant that we have only ever been with each other. We aren't religious or anything like that. It's just coincidental. I've had a few friends tell me it's weird that I haven't had sex with anyone else. Is it weird? Also, I don't go out drinking often, but when I do, I always feel jealous of some people going home with different guys. I know that's awful, but I'm wondering if I'm missing out on fun life experiences. But I know that if I were to let go of what I currently have, I would never get it back. Sorry for my long dilemma. Any help would be massively appreciated. Also, love the pod so much, guys. Always making my day. Keep it up. That was not long at all, girl.
Perfect length.
Perfect length. Yeah.
Perfect length, just like Oddie's dick, according to his girlfriend.
That's it, eh? I'm glad you ended that end bit there. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
I have like different...
Mixed emotions.
I have mixed emotions on this too because it's like...
The fact that she's feeling jealous makes my tummy feel weird.
Yeah, it does. It's like, you know, the grass is always greener. What I want to also add is, I don't like it when friends have an opinion on, like who are they to say it's weird that you've only had sex with one person?
Yeah, fuck, I forgot about that.
Like, who matters? Like, why does that, I would like to point out that doesn't matter. It's like, if you're happy... then that's fine.
They don't know. They don't understand what you have as a relationship.
And yeah.
They're putting these little ideas in your head that don't exist.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, again, my whole little thing about getting your first love is the most important one to get out of the way is like, I think it really only makes sense if it's like not a very mature relationship.
Yeah.
So like you guys could be like very mature for your age. Like also like, I just never, I don't know. It's some people always think like happiness, like you could be very happy right now and just not really like realize it, you know? Like there's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to go out and drink often. There's nothing wrong with just wanting to be with your boyfriend. But the thing that's getting in the back of your head is that your friends think it's weird, you know? And then when you go out and like having your friends' voices in the back of your head, and then when you go out and you see people going home with other dudes, you get a little bit jealous because you're like, oh, that's one person with more experience than me. That's another person with more experience than me. But like they don't know what love is like.
Exactly. The hardest thing is accepting not being normal and not being in the norm.
Yeah.
And once you just do your own thing and whatever makes you happy is when you realize that's true happiness. So I think this is only ever going to come down to asking yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let your friends influence your decision at all. Ask yourself, are you happy?
Mm.
Do you want to be with this man for the rest of your life, or do you want to have some experience and just first little thing? I tell you, you can play a quick game too. So I've been addicted to Friends.
Yeah.
You go, okay, you can be this girl, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm this girl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, like the dilemma, yeah?
Okay. Let's see if I can, let me just do this. Okay.
Oh, shit, okay. I've watched this show a few times and I don't even know what you're about to do.
Okay, you got to just answer as quickly as possible. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Are you hungry right now?
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
Friends.
Do you want to break up with your boyfriend or get with other people?
Break up with my boyfriend. Whoa! the letter B came to my mouth first. Wait, do you want to break up with your boyfriend or get with other people?
Yeah, I fucked
you. You trapped me.
Damn it. I was trying to spin it off too quick.
Look, we won't go with that. Don't do that to yourself. But that's funny. But what we're saying, I think our first advice
was, I fucking trapped you.
Yeah, you fucking trapped me and I didn't even realize it.
Maybe you should play that game with your boyfriend. But yeah, just
tough.
Ask yourself that. And I hate that your friends are influencing your decisions and making you feel different ways that aren't even
also there. Been there, done that though.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
When you're young, they have a big influence. But and then like I feel like, I mean, oi, I was just gonna say I'm 23. I'm 24 tomorrow.
You are too.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
I'm hoping.
We're recording this the day before my birthday, guys.
I'll get you a birthday present. I hope. Are we recording tomorrow for Patreon?
Nah. Why I don't think so. I thought we were doing it on like Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hoping
tomorrow's hot.
I'm hoping your birthday present comes tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'll see you in Sydney.
I want to give it to you on the pod, but.
Oh, yeah. Just give it to me on Saturday. Yeah, okay. Give it to me. And then it gives me more time to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm 24. I'm only 4 years older than you. And I definitely have like, there is so much from experience. I'm telling you, there's so much growing that you do from 20 to 24. So when you're 24, you won't give a fuck what your friends think. And you won't give a fuck what they thought in the past.
I don't want to influence your decision-making because I feel like a friend.
Yeah.
But I feel like at your age, there's so much growing to be done. When you're with a partner, you grow sort of like together and morph into this single person and both your like ideas of life come together and you don't make your own independent decisions of what your views on life should be.
Mm.
I personally don't like that. I think you do need some time alone.
Yeah. You know what I found in relationships in the past?
What?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I found in relationships in the past, I was young, you know, just didn't like any conflict, didn't ever want to argue because I just couldn't be bothered. Like, yeah. I just like, I'm fucked to admit, but it's like, yeah, I maybe had some love towards these relationships, but it's like, it was like sex.
Yeah.
It's like sex when you're young, less emotional. And I used to just agree with things.
So it was over with.
So it was just over and done with, you know, like, oh, what do you want to have? Do you want kids when you're older? And it's like, and then I'd be like, oh, well, do you? And they're like, oh yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah. Like, cause I just don't feel like I don't want to confront like the whole thing of being like, I don't want kids or like, I don't want this. Or it's like, I don't want to have the confrontation of admitting that we're not right for each other. Because in that moment, I believe that I love them. And I can't be bothered to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is immature.
Very immature, but that's what happens.
But I was like that.
I think I have the solution for this personal girl.
Yeah.
6 month trip to Europe by yourself.
Oh, fuck off.
Solo.
No way. Poor boyfriend. No,
hear me out. So you tell him that you want to do your solo thing, but you want to stay together, right? For 6 months.
Let me finish. All right.
You fly over to Europe, do your thing. You're a month in. You're gauging whether or not you want to experience life as an individual or you miss your boyfriend. But you let all the feelings be enveloped and you understand your body. 2 months in, you make a decision. whether you tell your boyfriend to come fly over and meet me there mm-hmm. for month three and do the last 3 months together, or you break up with him and do your solo thing.
Ooh, okay. Okay. That could work.
That's, you need to put yourself first.
That could work.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, okay, I agree.
Okay.
Settled. Okay, last one. I like the start of this. Not a relationship one. And I'll have you guys know if you put that in caps at the start, it'll catch our eye. Quick backstory. I'm a cyclist, and in 2023, I spent 6 months living in Belgium competing. I didn't get the results I would have liked, and it really impacted my mental health and confidence on the bikes. So my dilemma is that this year I have been offered the amazing opportunity to race in Italy for 2 months. This sounds incredible, but I'm hesitant. It will mess with my original plan for my year, which was uni and racing in Australia. And I'm scared of failing again. Any advice? P.S. You guys are my comfort playlist on my long rides. I must look so weird laughing out loud to myself.
Okay. I've got something to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean it. Cycling's Nick.
No. Unless you cycle on the footpath. I saw a video.
I was coming here today. Three cyclists coming from like where I live to here is like a 10-minute drive. Mm. Just going up the hill, like across the road. And I'm like, I hate you guys.
I just don't get it. Maybe if a cyclist is on their own,
yeah.
They just take up less space. Mm. So it's kind of like, look, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, I can get around you, but like when there's two or three or God forbid more than fucking three,
yeah.
Let me tell you, I was in Sydney. I was going down a main road. Also, being on a bike on the main road must be terrifying.
Yeah.
Going on a bike, okay, main road, two lanes. Fucking group of five cyclists, okay?
You feel like swerving?
Like, they're all, like, okay, why do they have to bike next to each other?
Yeah. I think it's protection, but everyone else hates them.
But like, there's a fucking traffic jam because of them.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone has to take turns going around them.
It's ridiculous.
You know? Everyone slows down. Like, well, I just don't understand. Go for a run.
I tell you, it's relatable is the urge to like, oop, oop.
Oi. Oi, the urge to just roll my window down and be like, wanker, and then drive off.
Okay, but we've just roasted.
I saw a video. We're about to get to you, love. You're not a wanker.
Yeah.
But I saw a video and there was a police officer undercover and it all got caught on camera because I guess police, it was in the UK and these three cyclists, because when you're on, if you want to cycle on the road, you have to follow the road rules. If it's red light, you stop at a red light, yeah. Anything like that. These three cyclists just like cruised through a red light and just went for it. And then this police car just went whoop, whoop, and you gave them all a fine. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. But okay, you're all good.
Okay, if you're listening, pedaling right now, pedal, pedal, pedal.
Yeah, pedal. Okay.
But so do you take the opportunity to go to Italy for 2 months after you've not got the results that you want and you're now lacking confidence on the bike?
She didn't get the results she wanted in Belgium and her mental health was impacted. That's tough because I can't really speak from experience of like going through something where it's like your life is obviously cycling. It's a massive part of your life and then not getting the results I wanted. I can't. Do you have anything from that? Because your soccer team is always really good.
Yeah, I'm trying to relate. The only relatable thing is when you trial for like state teams and you didn't get picked, yeah. That would make your confidence go down.
You'd think like, fuck, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, but
you got to look at this Italy opportunity though, is the thing where it's like someone sees potential in you.
Exactly. So is there an opportunity where this 2 month period could elevate your career?
Mm.
If so, I think you should take it because you love cycling so much.
Yep.
But you have to, it comes at a point in life where you have to decide whether sport is a good decision to move forward or you're just holding on to something for too long.
Yeah. Okay,
and the worst thing, this is very harsh reality, is seeing that person who held on to their sport for way too long and kept trying and kept trying and kept trying. There comes a moment, this is relatable. Some people say follow your dream, but there comes a moment when you pick a lane.
Yeah.
Literally and cycling. So, I'm saying it's true.
Just fucking realized what you said. Oh, God.
I think you got to just ask yourself, do you think these 2 months is going to elevate your career, and if not, go to uni.
Okay, fair.
And how can you get your confidence back on the bike? That all just comes down to believing in yourself. Everyone doubts themselves to a certain extent, and it's the little coping mechanisms that you make yourself that get your confidence back.
Yeah.
My thing wasn't healthy, but I often used to say when I'd go up levels in soccer, I'd look at someone on the team. I think I've said it before. Look at someone on the team who I knew I was better than and be like, if he's doing it, he's playing good, I can do it. I was like, how the fuck's he? Because I would get nervous before a game. And I'm like,
how's this guy?
I'm way better than him. Yeah.
And also just like, putting in like literally like just 100% of effort,
yeah,
is just like it just goes the longest way, you know. Like some people may not have the skills, but they just have this fucking grind that just and they never stop grinding, and that gets noticed.
Exactly, you need the mental. See, people like I'm just going back to soccer, Ronaldo, everything like that. Yeah. They didn't have a single doubt in their mind that they weren't going to be the best ever.
Yeah.
The fact that you're doubting yourself is telling me that this career path isn't for you.
Unless you can change that mental,
yeah.
Flick it to a sense where it's like, you know, there's a whole thing as well where it's like, everyone's like, be realistic. But also it's like, fuck that. All the people, all the most successful people in the world, all the most successful sportsmen, everything, businessmen, whatever, they're all delusional in themselves. And it was all delusional until it fucking worked.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, Oddie and I could sit here and like, I all the time struggle with being like, is the podcast even good? And then, but I really want to flip my mindset into like, we fucking deserve what we get. We're working for it. We're going to fucking get to this point that's just so astronomically large. And people are going to be like, wow, you're confident, you're cocky. But it's also, it's like, here, fuck off, I'll prove it.
You need that. That's the mindset you have. And what I was saying about there's a time to give up, I only said that because you're doubting yourself. If you have that mindset, never give up.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I'm trying to say.
Maybe listen to some David Goggins inspo. I don't know. That man's crazy.
Exactly.
But yeah, good luck.
Yeah, pedal.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
Alrighty, this one's, we've never done a question like this, guys. It's a bit of a deeper question.
I'm surprised you came up with it.
Hey.
Did you actually come up with it?
Yes.
Really?
I had a list of questions in my notes of what I wanted to ask the IG over the next, I don't know how many months or years or whatever. And there's just some that, like you and I have just been coming up with random ones that are good.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't have any. I'll go look at my notes. And I saw that one in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And then the other one I sent you, but we didn't do it.
Yeah.
But that one is in there too. And I was like, fuck, I'll just send him the two and give him an option. Option. Okay. And well, what it was, what was the moment you knew you were in love?
It's a question I like.
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
All right. When he went looking for me in a mosh pit just to dance with me to my favorite song.
That's love.
That's love, bro.
Her favorite song.
Yeah, that's good.
Imagine that.
That's a good one. Eh?
Like his song just starts playing, he taps you on the shoulder.
Yeah, or imagine your song starts playing, your favorite song during the mosh, your favorite song starts playing and you're like, and all you've ever wanted to do is dance with your boyfriend to this song.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and you like knew that he's going to the toilet and you're like, he's never going to find me again. There's thousands of people in here. It comes on and it's like two verses in and then you get a tap on the shoulder and you look at him and he's just standing there and you're just like, oh. You guys can dance.
I would fall in love too.
Yeah.
And she's just looking up to him and you can just see it, all the people and he's just there, but he's the only one you can see.
Fuck me.
Fucking hell, that is love.
I feel, you know you're in love when you're in a group of people, but your partner is the only one that you can see.
Yeah.
Mesmerized by him.
Exactly.
Damn.
Fucking hell.
Well, this is a good question.
That is a good question. Okay.
Oh.
The moment you knew you were in love, when I looked at him and all of a sudden, he was a lot prettier.
Oh, okay. Started off a little ugly, did he? Just giving the ugly guy a chance.
You fall in love and then he becomes a 10.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. When I was comfortable in his silence.
Oh, that's massive.
Oy, silence. Being able to just sit there in silence. That to me, sitting in silence is the most quality time, I believe. Like, yes, talking, definitely, blah, blah, blah. But silence is my thing.
That's love in a friendship, a relationship, when you're just driving is the main thing.
Yeah.
You can just sit there and it's not awkward. And then the conversation, even when you haven't seen someone for ages and then you just sit there, it just feels right.
Yeah. Like the air doesn't feel tense. It doesn't feel, you know, you just feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel like you can be comfortable.
Exactly. It feels right. The moment you realize you're in love, even after his haircut, I still loved him.
Oh, I've got one on here and it says he shaved his head and I still liked him. And she goes, that's love.
Yeah. That is love.
When I had an exciting moment and wanted to tell him first, then I realized that's my best friend.
There's no better feeling when you just do something or you had a good day at work or something you just want to tell someone, and the first person that comes to your mind is that person. That's when you know it's love.
You just want to text them. You just want to call them. They need to know.
I've got
to
tell them.
I know. They need to know because you know they're going to be happy for you.
The moment you realize you're in love. When he enthusiastically watched all three parts of How to Train My Dragon with me.
Oh, wait. Good movies.
Good movies.
Those animated movies are insane. So many animated movies have a good first one.
Yeah.
And then they try and follow it up for a little money grab. Poor.
Yeah.
All just poor efforts. But How to Train Your Dragon, beast. I remember watching the latest one in the movie theater and I nearly cried.
Really? I haven't seen the latest one.
Oi, go watch it.
I might watch all three again.
Oi, honestly, I think I might watch all three.
I might watch it with my girlfriend and see if we're in love.
Do it. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Are you scared she won't do it? But that and like, I think the Toy Story did well as well. Even though they waited 20 years,
Toy Story did very well.
They did very good. That was fair. Good story. When he doesn't lay in his bed with his outside clothes on.
Say that again?
When he doesn't lay in his bed with his outside.
Girl, you need higher standards for love.
That is the bare minimum.
That is the bare minimum. Fuck, I reckon if I was a girl and my boyfriend was a tradie and he came home from work like all sweaty and like had stuff on him.
Nah.
And he just went straight in bed. I would be like, bitch, get out of my house.
Yeah, like even just like sitting on the bed.
Ooh. Even after like the gym or anything and I'm going to just chill for a bit. Yeah. I lay on the very end on my doona.
I'll go to the lounge because like the lounge you can get whatever you want on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about that. But like my bed, you want your bed to be a little bit like, you want to get into a clean bed.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And you want to be clean every time you get in it.
Okay. The moment you realized you're in love. When he broke up with me.
No.
The worst feeling.
No. You want it because you can't have it.
Exactly.
You only realize when you're gone.
That's
you only know you love her when you're gone. What's that song?
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Oh, yeah.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
And you let her go. No, that's so sad. So sad. Moment you realized you were in love. When he gave his last chicken nugget to my dog.
Oh. I would fall in love too. If I saw my dog just puppy doggy eyeing up to my girl and she loved her 24 packs of nuggets from Macca's. Yeah,
and she wanted that. She's like, I ran today. I did this. I need my protein. I need my calories.
And she goes, here, Barry, you have this. I would be like, marry me, please.
Seeing your dog happy.
Yeah.
So it's what's
marry
about.
Me, please.
Marry me, please. Do you think your girlfriend would do that? Would Barry eat a chicken nugget?
He eats everything.
Oh, he does?
I reckon she'd give half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. It's half lover.
Yeah. Okay. Every time I saw them, all my problems went away for a few minutes.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
That is the best
feeling. That is the best fucking feeling.
It's like the whole world doesn't exist when I'm with this person. All the problems, all the terrible things that go on in society just don't matter.
Anxieties and everything gone.
That's when you know he's the one.
He told me his favorite color was the color of my eyes under a full moon.
Whoa.
This man is smooth.
That's deep.
That's so deep.
So she's like, well, what's your favorite color?
She must have been, yeah, what's your favorite color? And he's like, just those eyes.
Yeah.
Oi, that's so good.
Your blue eyes glistening in the moonlight.
That's what, Honestly, if a girl said that to me, I'd probably vomit.
Is that borderline cringe?
Is that cringe? Is that an ick?
It's giving me icky.
Yeah.
It's either going to go two ways.
Some people want that fairy tale love.
Either you're going to get the ick or you fall in love.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. Yeah, true. Yeah. There's no in between.
Yeah.
You're either in love or that's ended it.
Yeah.
There's like, no in between.
It's like, shut up, man.
You're like, really?
Started using his expressions when talking to people.
His expression. Oh, he became a little mini him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Waste man tink.
This is so weird, but I knew I was in love when he threw his erasers at me in science class. We got that young love.
Yeah.
We got that young love.
We got that school.
Girl, I want to tell you, that's just a crush.
They're going to be high school sweethearts, man.
They could be.
They
you
could
know,
be.
You never do know. Love
forever.
You know, they doing your vows. Let's say these two get married, you know, at your vows and you go, I knew I was in love when you threw your erasers at me in science, that's bringing tears to the audience. Oh. That's all I got to say. That's tears.
And then he pulls out a rubber.
And then like he's like organizing all his friends. They all have rubbers. Hails him at her and she's like, fucking not now.
The moment you realized you're in love. When my dad told me he didn't like him.
I feel like some teenage girls, all they want to do is just upset their parents.
Yeah.
All right? They know best. Trust them. They know best. They see what you don't see. And what they see is himself in that guy.
Yeah.
All right? Because he knew that when he was young, he was a little fuck boy.
Mm.
And he sees himself in him.
Mm.
And he's trying to warn you, trying to save you.
That must be the worst feeling. But she loves it when your dad's just like, oh, I really don't like your boyfriend.
Imagine it would be a that. Bad feeling, but also imagine being a dad and not liking the guy enough to actually bring it to the daughter.
Yeah, true.
Do you reckon? I've always thought like when I'm a parent, you know, if it ever happens, are you going to be one of those parents like when, if my kid asked me to get a dog, how am I supposed to say no to getting a fucking puppy? Shit like that. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, I'm just like, this is a kind of off topic. I'm just talking like, you know how like growing up, your parents, like you're asking your parents for this, you're asking them for that. And it's all things that like thinking about it now that I would love to do. But it's like when you're a parent, do you just like for some reason have this flick of a switch where you're just like, no, you can't have that. No, you can't have that.
I think that's when you make logical decisions. If you family, you might want a dog too and be like, fuck it, let's get a dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like everyone, who doesn't want a puppy?
But you also might be like, we can't have a dog with my work at the moment and we don't have a house. We can't have it in this rental. But if you actually want a dog, you can say, I think it's just making logical decisions. But you're probably going to be like, if you want a cookie, you'll probably be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you just have a fat kid.
Like this kid, if my kid wants a cookie, how am I supposed to be like, look, they're pretty fucking good, I admit.
Let's get one each.
I admit, go get me one while you're at it. Or don't tell your mum.
I went to the best cookie place in Sydney.
Nah, don't say that. Where?
I'll get the name for you off my girlfriend.
Okay.
Like it was the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Just for the baseline chocolate chip. Like
chocolate chip is the baseline.
The texture, the amount of chocolate. It had like a little bit of sweet, a little bit of sour in it. And like, it was warm when we bought it.
Oh.
The break apart, man. It was like food porn.
I'm getting a boner right now. Let me tell you.
You or me?
Me. The moment you realized you were in love. When you can fart in front of them.
Nah, that's not it.
Really?
That means you hate him.
Oh, okay.
Keep the love alive.
I know. I say keep it sexy.
You're turtling that shit.
Yeah. Just keep it sexy. Get a stomachache.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the image.
Go get something out of your car.
Yeah. How have you gone?
Oh, a couple have been, some have been slipping.
Couple slip-ups? Has she heard any?
I don't know.
Or do you reckon she's being nice and pretending like she didn't?
I think she's being nice.
If you ever heard her slip one out, would you be like, ha-ha, or would you be like, pretend like you didn't hear
Depends
it?
If it was like on purpose. Like you what can see she, my arm. I was in Mexican a lot the other night with her. So I was like, this is fun.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I was thinking about it eating. I was like, this isn't a good idea.
Dangerous. The with spice.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I'm trying to think like, it's also so the best. It's, you know what it's, okay. I say, here's the reason you hold your farts in. Because if you spent a day or two with them, you've been holding in your farts and you've only been letting out a little squeakers when they're not around. When you get home and you can let it rip, it's the best feeling ever.
It's normally as soon as you get in the car and drive home.
Yes.
You're just like,
windows down. Honestly, fuck it, windows up. Yeah. I want to smell it. I want to smell what I've been eating. All right? I want to taste it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, fire up. Okay, the moment you realize you're in love. Smiled at his text, blocked him right after.
Duh, come on, let it happen. I hate being caught
when
smiling
at
my phone.
You catch yourself smiling at your phone. Someone's like, who's making you smile? You're like,
oh man. And my sister's called me before going like, what are you smiling at?
Yeah. Like, you texted me?
No, the text, yeah, it's just Oddie. When they looked at me and just smiled, we both agreed silently we loved each other.
Ooh.
That's deep.
I doubt it. He was probably thinking cookies.
Yeah, true. Men don't deep it that far. Let me tell you. Men will think about it when they're not with you.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't think about it when they're with you. Because when they're with you, their mind's just, yeah, everywhere. Like we don't think about anything.
The moment you realize you're in love, all that nonstop smile.
Yeah. Facts. The warm and fuzzy feeling inside.
Are you out?
Yeah.
When you feel like you can act like a child around them.
That's fucking true.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is good.
I love that. And they don't just be like, they don't like make you feel bad for it.
No.
They don't say grow up. They don't, you know, they want you to be like a little kid.
Mm.
Just being a kid was the funnest thing ever.
It was. And you just feel like when you can be your true self, just be completely weird. Everyone's weird. And when you can be that own weird person in front of that other person, it makes so much sense.
It's so true. Like, everyone is definitely so weird, okay?
Everyone's so weird, and no one shows it in like public because we're meant to put up this pretense that we're cool.
I'd like to point out, Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
He looks like, and in interviews and everything, like, he seems like he's the most nonchalant, serious, just like kind of like don't give a fuck kind of guy. Hmm. Like artsy, you know? Surely that guy's got a weird side to him.
Everyone does.
He's got it.
Well, I think also that sort of makes a lot of sense. On the people who are blowing up on social media are the people who show that weird side and personality.
That's what I'm saying. I was actually, I had a cousin. Yeah. Right? I was hanging with my cousin yesterday. And he started a TikTok. And I just said to him, I was like, honestly, two biggest pieces of advice I could give is post every day and show your personality.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see. That's what people will like, because there's going to be people that like your personality.
No one likes that person who puts on this false face of being cool and this persona that doesn't exist.
Like, look, yeah. Like, sometimes it could work. I don't know if it's like an aesthetics account, like shit like
but
that.
Thinking about all the people who've blown up, they show their personality.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that cool guy's blowing up who like looks perfect in every single photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing of the past. That's like past celebrities. Now we're into like the influencers who are relatable.
Don't tell yourself so relatable. All right, moving on.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
All right, everybody. Next up, it's not really deep. It's more, we did it on a Patreon. We did male side of communicating in a relationship. We got a lot of messages saying, I didn't know that's how men think.
Oh.
So I thought we could give our perspective on a lot of relatable points that happen either in a relationship or just in real life.
Mm.
And we give the male's thinking process behind it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So.
Cool. I feel like, I definitely just don't think.
Exactly. And this is what I think we're going to open a few eyes to a couple of girls who do some silly things as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that.
So what does it mean to a man to be added to a close friend's on Instagram?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
So stop doing it.
PSA.
Yeah.
Don't add us to a fucking close friends. Don't add any of your guy friends to a close friends. No. All right? They don't care.
I feel like it's the shittest shot when you're trying to get with someone. Oh, I'll add them to my close friends.
It's
like minimum effort.
Yeah, men aren't deep in it.
Okay. And we have a couple of points we've also talked about, but I thought we could reiterate. What does time apart in a relationship mean to a man?
Oh, time apart. That means, I don't know if it means it, like I value it.
Yeah, I think, for a man, time apart for me is time to think and comprehend everything that's been going on.
Mm.
And I need that to fully understand what's going on in my relationship.
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
And
I also even just like alone time.
Exactly. And I love hanging out with you. And if I say I need some alone time, it doesn't mean that I hate you or I don't like hanging out with you. It means that I need to process everything that's going on. I need to be independent for a little bit and just be myself and have my own thoughts and not think about anyone else for a little bit as well and then come back. It doesn't mean anything to do with our relationship. I just need me time.
Yeah. Well, here's a question for all the girls listening. Like what you just said, if a guy does just want some time alone, there's nothing wrong. He's not mad at you. He just wants... What's a way to like say it so it doesn't make you feel like shit? Because like I can see where it would make you feel like shit, where it's like, I just want to be alone. And then you're like, oh, what have I done? Mm. Like I can kind of understand that. But what's a way to maybe message us?
Yeah, that's
what's
a good point.
What's a way for us to say it without making it sound bad?
Yeah, how do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, next one. Sleeping next to each other.
What does that mean?
Mm.
Look, I like it, but I also like it doesn't like it just doesn't. I wouldn't say it means anything. It
means nothing to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. it's it's good. Like, okay, I don't want to. I cherish it. I do cherish it, but I don't know. I'm thinking, I do like it. I won't lie.
Mm.
I do like it.
It's just nice to me. It doesn't mean anything.
No. Yeah. Look. Okay. I like it. But it doesn't mean anything on a deeper level.
Exactly. Okay, next one. Shaving downstairs. Preferences.
As in like Me doing it or her doing it?
Both.
I like to keep it manscaped.
Mm.
I like to, I don't go razor to skin. I like to buzz with a buzz thing.
Mm.
That's how I go. And I like to do it for myself.
Yeah. I think I think just clean shaved looks like you're trying downstairs.
Yeah. I you know what it is? I do like to, it is like, I do it when I'm with someone just to show that I'm putting a bit of effort in.
Yeah, that's
I want you to like to kind of look
I think
at
a
it.
Lot of girls think they have to go clean shaven.
Mm. Oh, when, no, I don't really mind.
I don't mind either because I saw a dilemma that said it was like some young girl asking if she should be clean shaved when she doesn't because she gets like ingrown hairs or something.
Mm.
And I think that's a very relatable thing that girls think it's the new thing that they have to be bare skinned.
Yeah. Whereas, I don't know. I've never had a full bush.
I've never either, but I wouldn't be. I'm not fazed by a little bit of like a week or two prickle.
Nah, fuck no. I don't care about that at all.
Not at all. So I think
it's just normal. Like some, and if a guy ever says to you like, "Why are you so hairy down there?" Honestly, give that man the flick.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, that is just stupid. It's a human thing.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're talking to someone, you know, normally during sex, what like length? I guess because it's friction. Sometimes it's friction. That's the only point.
Also, it's good to have a bit because if you guys went skin on skin. There's always like still the tiniest, less than a millimeter hair.
Yeah.
That's what makes rubbing in like ingrown hairs and rashes and shit.
Yeah.
So you want to have some hair because it makes it smooth.
And it protects STDs.
Yeah, it does a bit.
Yeah, it does
a bit. You're right.
Okay, next one. Public affection for a man.
Oh, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not a fan. Maybe I'll do a little hug here and there. If there's no people around.
To me, it doesn't mean anything.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Look. Doesn't mean anything again. No, it doesn't mean anything.
Like, it's just like,
I don't need people to see us kissing just for them to know we're together.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a thing to me.
The only thing that matters to me is that we know what we have.
Mm.
Like, kissing in front of people means nothing to me. I don't want to do it. I feel like I'm icky.
Yeah, I hate doing it.
Yeah.
It makes it, like, I don't know. Every now and then, like, in public, it's fine to just come up and do a random little, like, gotcha.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't want to be, like, gross about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just deeping it together that you know that your connection's special and you don't need to do anything to prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next one. Date night. What's your views on date night?
I think that does mean something.
I think it does
too. Yeah, I like date night's good.
Mm.
And I think that you need to have it.
I think so too. Mm. And if you find a man that doesn't take you on a date, he's not doing the bare minimum.
No. I saw this thing and it's there was this couple and they were talking about wanting to do, they were like, this year of 2024, we're going to do 2 dates a month. One of them is at home and one of them is out. And then each month you alternate who chooses which one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good idea because when you've got the at-home one, you have to think of something to cook them. Like you're organizing that date.
Yeah.
And then when you have the one where you're going out, you have to choose a restaurant. You have to do this, blah, blah, blah. You have to organize it. So it makes it all very even.
I like thinking about it too.
Yeah, same. I like thinking about them enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I like.
And you pick like, oh, will she like that? Or maybe she won't. Maybe I'll make it a painting. No, we pay cards or something like that.
I like it. Even just like board games. Mm. Board games are fun.
Okay, what do we think about no experience dating if you're talking to a girl?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
anything. I don't care.
That's a big dilemma we get that's recurring.
Everyone always gets so worried about that. That means nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and if it means something to a guy, just that's, again, just not the guy for you.
Okay, what about going out without them?
No, I don't really care.
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, it doesn't mean anything. Go do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one, recurring theme, body count.
Nah, not really. I mean, like, I just don't care to know.
Neither.
I don't care for knowing it.
Doesn't matter. We preach it a lot. You're whoever you were before we met, like, doesn't matter because you had to do all that to come to this point where you're right in front of me.
Yeah.
So if you slept with a lot of guys, cool.
I mean, like, if it's 1,000, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. But no, I just don't care to know. Like, if it's a massive number, like,
it's just maturity knowing that, like, sex is fun and everyone does it.
Literally. You know, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all that's a good insight, I think, for the females listening.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of
The guy brain works.
Our brains work in such different ways.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things that... Here's the thing though. There's a lot of those things that we don't care about. I think that there's nothing wrong, obviously, and I recommend, like, you know you like someone when it's like, you don't act like you care about them, but it's like, you just put the effort into like making sure you understand how they care about those things.
Yes, exactly.
Because the female brain works differently. They care about those things.
Exactly.
So you kind of have to like be like, don't just like brush it off as if like, oh no, I don't care about that. So why should you care about that? It's like they care about it. You know, you have to be there with them to like understand that.
100%. Understand their emotions, your emotions, come together and find the happy medium.
Yeah.
Where you sleep over sometimes, you don't sleep over sometimes.
Yeah.
You get your personal space.
The one, yeah, we need to know. Tell us about this personal space thing.
Yeah.
You know, tell us how to say it because, you know, we don't want to be jerks.
Mm.
Or like, do we just, yeah, because, I don't know, we want to be happy too.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
All right, we're back with That's a Type of Guy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, ready to go? I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm very ready. We did a couple more this time, I noticed.
I know.
My brain was ticking.
Let's go.
All right, do you want me to start?
Sure.
A guy who plays hard to get is the type of guy that every girl wants.
Wants? No. We're not promoting this toxicity. Oh, that's the type of guy who makes you plan the date.
Ooh, true. Yeah. Yeah, true, 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 true. It's the type of guy that will literally tell you, I'm going to hurt you.
Facts. And you still do it.
And you're like, well, I'm here for it. I'm ready to be hurt. I'm ready to be hurt.
I went the other way. That's the type of guy who asks his mum for petrol money.
Ah, I hear you. Yes. Yeah, he
still lives in his mum's basement.
Mummy, I need some help.
Yeah.
A guy who calls you Pookie Bear. Is the type of guy to be named Oddie Clark.
I knew you were going to do that, eh? I was wondering how you'd have related to me.
I was going to say something funny like, is the type of guy to get his girlfriend a fish for Christmas? But I was like, fuck it, I'm just going for it. Straight name.
That's the type of guy who makes animal sounds during sex.
Ooh, yeah. And like, but it's like animal noises in a baby voice.
Yeah, and I don't do it, all right?
All right. Is the type of guy who wet the bed until he was 12.
He did too. Yeah, oh, I got another one. That's the type of guy who breastfed until he was like 10.
I was going to do breastfed.
That's the type of guy who cries watching the movie Up.
Oh, facts. Jack Jenkins. Yeah. I'm calling you out. Jack fucking Jenkins.
Pookie Bear.
A guy who stubs his toe and calls it a boo-boo. Is the type of guy that calls his mum every night.
Oh, 100%. I've got some rolling off my tongue. That's the type of guy whose mum does his laundry for him.
Fucking oath. Did your mum still do your laundry for him?
And I've got, that's the type of guy who wears gloves to the gym.
Oh, yuck. That's the biggest ick ever. I would be, that's such a valid ick. I actually am so on board with that one. Is the type of guy that says, here comes a tickle monster.
That is too. I couldn't hear that, eh? I couldn't hear that.
Oh, man.
Imagine hearing that from a dude. I honestly might use that.
He does the hands with it, does it?
That's the type of guy who thinks he needs to go to the hospital when he gets a cold.
Oh, wait, you know what's been. Wait, that's a thing. Did you know that?
Isn't it like.
That's a thing.
And what's it called? It's. I know the. It's something like that. I know the, what's it called?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a whole thing now because there's not enough GPs.
Oh.
People will just go straight to emergency because it's like you have to be seen if you're in emergency. You might be waiting, but you have to be seen.
Because
there's not enough fucking GPs.
Not Dr. G we got.
Dr. G is a man.
Yeah.
A guy who takes you to the pub on a first date is the type of guy to say, sorry, can you just get up for a second? I can't find my vape.
I was wondering how to get a vape into it.
I had two and I had to choose the best one, the best vape one.
Oh, that is
my other good. One was, is the type of guy to hit the vape halfway through sex.
That's good.
Oh, it's fucking so true.
That
though.
Is so true. And I'm thinking of someone in my head right now.
Yes. I mentioned his name earlier.
Oh, I went cutthroat with mine. That's the type of guy who bottles up all of his emotion and takes it out on the pokies and you.
Oh, God. and you?
Yeah.
The and you is so true. Takes it out on the pokies and you. When the pokies don't help.
Yeah.
When they just make it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm taking it out on you.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck me. A guy who takes you to the pub on a first date is the type of guy who, sorry, the type of guy who says, in quotes, would have made it big time if I didn't get injured.
Oy, that is true.
Had a knee injury when I was 15.
He's got like 12 beers deep. His beer gut's there.
He's watching someone. He's like criticizing a footy player in the NRL.
Yeah.
And someone's like, bro, what do you look at you? And he's like, hey, I would have been there if I didn't get this knee injury.
Yeah.
Sorry to the dilemma earlier. I know you got a knee injury, but you'll make it, I swear. Yeah. And also maybe this dilemma from earlier, you've got a good little segue. You know, think of this as an opportunity. Every time when you're older and you see someone fuck up in softball and you make a criticism and they go, what are you doing? And you go, the knee.
Yeah.
I would have been there with the knee.
Exactly. What was it?
The pub one?
The pub. That's the type of guy who needs a reality check.
Oh, facts. He needs to be called out on his bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see some guys get absolutely just called out on their bullshit. 100%. Honestly, if I'm doing some bullshit, I want someone to call me out on my bullshit.
Honestly, the old way of living that like men... Are just manly men, the ones who make the money, who go to the pub, drink the beer. I fucking hate that stereotype. Yeah. And it needs to change.
It's so, yeah,
like every tradie just like, yeah, I deserve this.
I know. Big week.
Yeah.
A guy who shares a dog with their ex is the type of guy to message his ex saying, come over, then followed up by, oops, wrong person.
That's so true. I'm going to say my other one first. That's the type of guy who thinks sharing a dog will give him a chance of getting back with his ex.
Oh, I was going to write that. That's so fucking correct.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more correct. Oh my God. The type of guy to say, yeah, we can do custody just because he wants to see you. Exactly. It's the type of guy to message his friends or talk to his friends and go, yeah, we've been seeing each other a bit here and there. We might get back together, but it's just to swap the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Oh my God. Oh, I only did one for that one.
My other one is, that's the type of guy who asks you to transfer him any amount under $10.
Oh, I've got someone in my head right there. Yeah. Everyone knows someone. Oh, man. A guy who makes spelling mistakes when he texts is the type of guy that says, I don't need brains if I have muscles.
I want a different route because that's me.
Yeah.
That's the type of guy who's been forced to think differently, so it changes your views on life.
Oh, fucking hell. Just use autocorrect, you fucking idiot. this one, everyone's going to remember this from school, surely. A guy who makes spelling mistakes when he texts is the type of guy who made it so you couldn't bring a peanut butter sandwich to school because he was allergic.
I hate that one.
How
person.
Annoying was that? You used to get a letter sent home and it would be like, no more peanut butter, no more peanut bars, no more peanut butter sandwiches because there's someone anaphylactic in your class. And it's like, fucking hell, way to ruin it for the rest
How
of us.
How does that work? Like the smell of peanuts kill
Apparently
them?
Some people are so allergic that airborne particles could make them go into
it.
Anaphylactic.
I don't believe it.
I know, yeah, show me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm bringing a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah. I could really smash a peanut butter sandwich.
Boy, how good. Wait, do you like peanut butter and jam sandwiches?
No.
Really?
That's such an American and Canadian thing. Yeah.
Fuck me. Here's one more thing.
I haven't had a sandwich in so long.
Oh, no, I've been making sandwiches. I'm making wraps and sandwiches lately, and let me tell you, it's so good. Turkish bread from Coles.
Yeah.
Oh, but my sister has a friend who is anaphylactic to peanuts, and she said that just like every once in a while, he just kind of like tests it out.
Really? I know, I've heard people do that.
He's still anaphylactic. And then what he does is he doesn't get a fucking ambulance. Never carries an EpiPen.
Oh.
He won't pay for an ambulance. So he gets an Uber to the ER while he's in anaphylactic shock.
What the hell? What a weird guy.
Retarded.
Likes to live life on the edge.
That's his skydiving.
Yeah.
That's his skydiving.
Kind of cool, actually.
That's his skydiving.
That's a good point. Well.
Yeah, so that was
his type of guy.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
All right, everybody, before your favorite part where Jake gets to sing. This week on Patreon, we are gonna be covering
the different ways that girls and boys from a young age are brought up socially, like differently,
mm-hmm.
and then how it leads into us being different when we're older.
That'll be out on Thursday on Patreon. So
go sign up.
Go sign up.
Okay, guys, this week I'm singing
Beer Never Broke My Heart by Luke Combs.
That's a banger.
In honor of us going to the Noah Kahan country song, country concert tomorrow night. If should have sang a Noah Kahan song, but I feel like I've done so many. All right. I'm just going to go from the chorus, okay? Ready? Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings
and football teams
have torn this boy apart.
We're going to the moon.
Like a neon
dream. Sign up for Patreon. 5-star that bitch. Like YouTube.
Bars and this guitar.
And we love you.
And long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Thank you. See you, everybody.
Do what you wanna do, be what you wanna be, Relatables.